Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I walk in the club on two. My girl just happy games on CSI. Shit crazy. It's Fargo, baby. Grab your bitch. I just stepped in.
We all in my jelly. All the new thought in my center, nigga. These niggas jealous. They just cut in the center, nigga. No, I know, I know. I know. We move in Diego. They move on my sesso. 30 on my nuevo. You made 100, I need 8 more. Tony Montana, they call me Tony Montana, nigga. Smoking the panic, show for the door. I'm whipping the door on the top like I'm dropping like Mitch. Yeah. The word gets you drop on the scale and it pop like a fish. Yeah. Tony Montana, that's Tony Montana. I'm ducking and dodging the camera. Cause they know that we clever. Yeah. I know. Hydro, I blow. I smoke. I won't lie. We move in Diego. They move on my set. I'm so need my time, it's so cold. You made 100, I need 8 more. We all in my jelly. All the new thought in my center, nigga. These niggas jealous. They just can't understand a nigga, no. I know. We move in Diego. Tony Montana, they call me Tony Montana, nigga. Just call out the plug and tell him I'll be at the nigga. I'm smoking the dope and this shit might be here for me. Hey. I got a new mama, she flew in from Italy. Tony Montana, they call me Tony Montana, nigga. Know that you're rich when you got it and don't Instagram it, nigga. Show me the camera, nigga.
Nicknamed with Krumble. Hey. Got a red bitch named July. Head fat,
100, and I love all of my bitches.
My bitch.
I'ma get money,
money.
Go hard and ball all out with my bitch.
My bitch.
I love thick hoes,
hoes,
light hoes,
hoes,
black bitches, white hoes,
hoes,
mixed bitches,
bitches,
batch hoes,
hoes,
booty bitches. Can't fuck with those, I like true freaks, shy hoes. I get money, but don't buy hoes. And ain't fat. Gap wash, can't stand straight, she look pigeon toed. I fuck Tanya's sister, Mika cousin, best friend and her roommate. Since y'all be LF, y'all can tag team. And we can call that shit a double date.
When it ass is fat in the head on point, I love these hoes.
When the bitch wake up, go to work, get dope, I love these hoes. When the bitch hit the club, bring a friend home with her, I love these hoes.
I love these hoes.
She fell in love with a gangster, she's a gangster hoe.
Ooh, I love
the hoes.
I love the hoes.
Ooh, I love the hoes.
Okay.
I love the hoes.
Yeah. Wow. I love bad bitches, it's a problem. She gon' suck my dick until tomorrow. Spine divas eating calamari. I pay all the bills, baby, mama ain't alright. Buy a fucking bitch in a movie. Popcorn all on a boat. Rolex all on the armrest. Her skirt going up on a Tuesday. This shit started in a Chevy. Trying to do a bitch to I'm wealthy. Got a book bag full of money. At a dealership, take a selfie. All I used to want was a match. I used to have to pray for a thousand. Just bought a foreclosed house. Said they use a bitch for a closet. Love on them hoes, then I move on. See my old neighborhood when the news on. Leave the club and head straight to the fucking crib. Just the fuck on the futon.
I love the hoes. She kinda insecure, so she hold me tight. Attitude, and what I kinda like. She be talking shit, like to fight. Last nigga, ain't treat her right. So a last nigga, ain't in her life. She listen to me, so I give advice. I say you look good, they don't make you bad. What your credits go, who you fucked in the past. What your future is, what your plans are. And most important now, what you stand for. A real nigga, what you need to be playing for?
Yeah.
Get money, what you need a man for?
Yeah.
These lame ass niggas understand, bro. That ain't your bitch, you be paying her.
A real nigga, what you need to be playing for?
Yeah.
Get money, what you need a man for?
Yeah.
These lame ass niggas understand, bro.
That ain't your bitch, you be paying her.
Ooh, I love the hoes.
I love the hoes. Ooh, I love the hoes.
Kitty Max, camel toe too. See, cover that up.
Now my boy is in there.
Gotta go with the vibe. Shouldn't have had it. These real niggas getting money, that's still a matter, you heard? It's big shit.
I
give a fuck about what you say, nigga. It don't affect my pay, nigga. I get money every day, nigga. You run up and get sprayed, nigga. I give a fuck about what you say, nigga. No, it don't affect my pay, nigga. My dough, I get money every day, nigga. For sure, you run up and get sprayed, nigga. I don't give a fuck about a hater. It don't affect my paper. If it did, I would spray ya. Later, pussy nigga gotta go bye bye. If I send 20 get you, you go I. Hit you in your back, head and I die. Give you wings and I'm still a fly guy. Damn, the boy cannot be stopped. It came through in the farm and then another one that was dropped. You little niggas is star man, I been had that box. I drove that shit 7 times and left it in the lot. I'm just talking facts, man. I get a whole lot of stacks, man. And my swag getting jacked, man. Damn, they biting me like Pac-Man. I give a fuck about what you say, nigga. It don't affect my pay, nigga. I get money every day, nigga. You run up and get sprayed, nigga. I give a fuck about what you say, nigga. No, it don't affect my pay, nigga. My dough, I get get money every day, nigga. For sure. You run up and get sprayed, nigga. Niggas just be talking, where the fuck is the action? All I see is words, case closed, captions. These niggas is birds. Rap them. These niggas is birds. Getting caught and they flapping. Off at the mouth, I guess it's cool now. If you a snitch, you a scummy. I can't have you around. I just can't figure no time. Fuck they doing now? BSB real nigga. You see who a ramp? I'm just talking facts, man. I get a whole lot of stacks, man. And my swag getting jacked, man. Damn. They biting me like Pac-Man. I give a fuck about what you say, nigga. It don't affect my pay, nigga. Nada. I get money every day, nigga. Back though, you run up and get sprayed, nigga. I give a fuck about what you say, nigga. No, it don't affect my pay, nigga. My dough, I get money every day, nigga. For sure, you run up and get sprayed, nigga.
It's loud music.
You got enemies, Eddie? Yeah. You think you got enemies, Yeah. Bars. Double check your homies. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
I don't fuck with none of you soft niggas,
nigga.
For the right price you get off, nigga,
nigga.
And we don't even care what it costs, nigga,
nigga.
Them orders straight from the boss, nigga. Trying to go from the streets and turn to a rich, nigga,
nigga.
From trapping up to the big, nigga,
nigga.
From a quarter ounce to a brick, nigga,
nigga.
Turn a couple hundred into six figures. Money making be the game, but niggas barely keeping it solid.
Cause
the more niggas call snitching, more niggas bringing the violence. And we don't do all the talking, real killers moving in silence. In the hood, it's only two choices, live by the streets of
Wisconsin.
So keep your deposit, these niggas speaking they liars. Gotta pay attention every single minute, niggas wearing speakers and wires. And shit ain't really been the same since the OGs retired. Motherfucker hater, tell them turf up, then let them sleep with the fire.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
You don't know who down, and you don't know who real. Know how many niggas claim sight, know how many niggas fake the deal. I keep my third eye open, watching how every nigga steal. How these niggas hold the wheel, and how many times they switch gears. They say, keep your enemies close, but I ain't going against them ropes. Niggas get thirsty and turning the notes. Niggas rather steal and eat to get choked. Never had pleasure going for broke. It be sad when your friends turn broke. Niggas get mad when you're getting that dope. You should have it when you need it most. First thing first, don't fuck with a nigga that don't put in work. And second to last, don't ever, ever, ever give a broke nigga a pack. And third of all, don't ever, ever, ever let your hoe involve. Cause Phil is involved, and when Phil is involved,
double check your homies.
Double check your homies.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
PCP Radio, I'm Nicole with my host Antoine.
It's Tweezy.
Today we have a great show lined up. We're talking the top 50 rap songs of all time. Also, we have...
We can't do 50. We got to do like 10. Niggas gonna go crazy.
It's, right. So it's gonna be 50. Like, it's gonna be 50 anyway, but that don't mean name 50. That just means name...
Okay, that makes sense.
...a few that you think should be on the 50 list that we come up with. But also, we have URL's Proving Ground, Saint Mike, and hip-hop artist Miranda Wright calling in. So we'll be talking to them both shortly. So what's new? What's new, Antoine?
You know, everything popping at VIP Customs now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the new location. You know what I'm saying? We got great things going on. We fucking with a lot of local artists and a lot of artists, period, man. So if you're trying to brand yourself a better rapper or an artist or a small business owner, make sure you come holler at me. We at VIP Customs 76 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 4418. Or you can call us at 216-5121-VIP, and we'll get you together on your custom apparel so you can brand yourself and promote your, you know, your business or whatever you're trying to do.
Right. Other than that, you know, we always got a little bit of everything going on.
What's up with the pink cocaine shit? Let them know what's going on.
Pink
with
cocaine
that.
Is now
you know,
available.
Always rocking.
Cocaine is now available at VIP Customs exclusively, and also on pinkcocaineboutique.com. So check that out.
That's a fact.
We're also the official sponsors of the Boss Chick Battle League May 1st card, which is called Fortune.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we did.
We did that.
And
okay.
Lady Meatress is going to be battling on that card also. So make sure you're in the New York area. Come check us out. We'll be there, you know, doing our little thing and seeing Lady Meatress put in that work. She's going to battle Frank White.
And shout out to Jazz the Rapper. We ain't going live last week, but shout out to Jazz the Rapper. You know, she was fucking with the pink cocaine. What you call that kind of shirt she has? A spaghetti shirt?
No, it's a crop top.
A crop top. Okay, okay. You know, I'm not familiar with the lady apparel, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Jazz. She, you know what I'm saying, with the pink cocaine logo on there, you know what I'm saying? And it was made by VIP Customs. So we expanded, man. Shout out to everybody that fuck with the movement.
Yeah, man, we rock with. She had like 5 likes on that picture too.
Yeah, we not
fans are a different kind of fans. Like, she got different kind of fans. I thought I had fans. Jazz got those real fans.
We wanna holler at Saint Mike too. You know what I'm saying? We definitely trying to branch out and get VIP Customs on a lot of artists. So plug him in right quick.
Right, we got Saint Mike online. Saint Mike, what's going on?
What's poppin'?
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Let the people know who you are.
Yo, man, it's Saint Mike, man. First battle rapper on URL TV from Omaha, Nebraska. Yo, thank y'all for having me on here. It's just me, man. You know?
Dang, you from Nebraska. That's where the nigga from Belly was from. That was it.
Right.
What was that nigga name?
Y'all gonna cut that shit out. Yo, that should be how we dying though, man. Like, you know, that's really the only thing niggas really know about Omaha, Nebraska, for real, because ain't.
Yeah, that's
the
only thing I can think of.
Definitely. Well, that's dope. Shit, I never heard of a battle rapper coming from Nebraska. So that's dope. So down out of Nebraska.
Good luck.
So let everybody know that started in the battle rap world.
What's up?
So let everybody know how you got started in the battle rap.
Okay, yeah, for sure. We started a league up here. Shout out to CBA, Central Battle Association. They had started something. We had actually decided to work with a certain female that wanted to have URL come up and try to, you know, bring some awareness to Omaha about how post, you know, how global battle rap is becoming and stuff. Because, you know, we kind of the last motherfuckers to catch on to anything. Niggas don't do nothing out here but sell dope and kill each other. So niggas wasn't really into battle rap like that. They didn't like freestyle rapping and shit, but not like the modern day format. So, you know, we tried to bring that to the forefront. We brought Norbs out. I got the, you know, opportunity to body a nigga in front of Norbs, and the rest was history, man. I've been fucking with him ever since. But, you know, just trying to move around and get the name out there. Definitely put my city on, because, like, A lot of motherfuckers don't know about Omaha, man, but we number two for the murder rate up here. It's not, it's niggas out here.
No doubt, no doubt. So, a lot of people from Cleveland not familiar with you, man. I want to ask you this. I think your biggest claim to fame on, you know, one of your battles is battling. So, would you disagree with that?
What's that?
Battling chess. I said a lot of people in Cleveland not familiar with the chess battle was real big for you. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, man. Like, and it was so slept on because it didn't get released on the URL channel. But shout out to anybody that has seen that. Cleveland, what up? Shankside, what up? I got people out there, man, you know. But yeah, man, that chess battle was big for me. It was definitely a name. It was probably my biggest name.
You did the PG before that, right? Your PG came out before the chess battle.
Facts. I battled Young X. So after that,
right.
Smack set up the chess battle, you know. So let's just be clear. Like, everybody think that happened somewhere else. Like, no, Smack set that up. But he
that
set that up
be my
with
next
Kid
question.
Capri
I'm
and a
glad
lot.
To clear that up. I'm glad you cleared that up because that was going to be my next question. Okay.
Right, right. So, like, you know, he set that up. We did that for Kid Capri at the A3C Festival out in Atlanta. That's the same place that Cortez and who did Cortez battle out there, man? I can't even remember now, but Cortez and somebody battled out there, man. And they do it every year. But, you know, that was the second installment of it, so they sent us out there. There wasn't really no cameras out there or nothing, but somebody in the crowd had the right, you know, equipment to put it out, so we sent it the URL and they dropped it on the channel, but that's as far as it went. It's our the website.
So that was pretty much a clear win for you, right, with the chess battle, right?
Facts, man. That dude too young, man. I ain't going to let nobody that young whoop me like that, man. That dude's an animal. He's an animal.
Hey, no, he was whooping on grown niggas at that age, so you can't say that.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you know.
He was whooping on grown niggas right then.
Yeah, that, you know, you remind me a lot of me growing up, man. Like, we used to battle, man, you know, first thing we did. You know, I'm sure with him being from the Bronx and all that, it's the same situation, you know, so, like, even more so. So, yeah, he's a different kind of dude, man. For him to be that young, he shouldn't punch that motherfucking hard, but he's a beast. So, shout out to him. You know, I wasn't having that.
No doubt. And I think, in my opinion, I think that battle right there, I think that them was the best bars I heard from you. I liked it, those more than the Young X battle in the PG. So, I think that, you know, made me pay more attention to, you know what I'm saying, as far as your battles and the future stuff that you got going on. So,
hey,
what you got
you,
coming
for
up
real.
Next as far as your future battle?
Oh, yeah, it's I got Tone Montana, May 8th, man. I think we're doing that on the BL3 card. Shout out to Smack Bees, North.
He like a PG nigga again. So, like, Tesla's a better matchup than that.
Right. No, I mean, they pretty much let Tone pick up where he left off.
He like a PG nigga.
Yeah, he been gone for a while, man. So, you know, he had to get his momentum back. But, you know, he came back and did his thing with Dre Dennis. So I'm glad, you know, to be battling him over a lot of other names that they had, you know what I'm saying, available. So it's like, you know, that's cool, but he going to get body, man. Like, nah.
Yeah,
he'll
get your body. I can say that. He'll body. You know, if you get that
he body,
then that'll count.
Definitely. And I know you had you just had a PG that dropped recently, correct? Who was that?
That was actually a one off with Anubis. That was kinda like our graduation out of the PG class, I guess.
Yeah, Anubis was
in
right.
Yeah, he was
I
in the
think
PG
you
class
on that one too. That was a clear win too.
Yeah, he did his thing too, man. That second round he had was fire, but yeah, man, like I'm not playing with these dudes because I mean, I got a little bit more to prove because nobody even know where I'm from.
He stumbled a couple of times in that battle, so I gave you that battle on the technicality. You know what I'm saying? Like, you came with your prepared, you know what I'm saying? He stumbled a couple of times. He wasn't really prepped. So, you know, and plus your bars was better, so I gave it to you in that one as well.
Hey, good luck. Yeah, I'm mad he stumbled on that shit, man, you know, because he ain't known for that neither. And that definitely took away from the potential classic it could have been, man, because his second round was fire, but, you know, it is what it is, man. But you know,
he definitely was barking. He was barking, but like I said, that take away from the performance on camera, you know, when they don't edit that out, that take away from the performance. So, you know, you got to count in a battle as a fan, you know, because I actually look at it from a fan point of view and how everybody else would look at it. So I count fucking battles.
Yeah, right.
So, so Saint Mike, my last question for you is, in far as battle rap goes, is do you feel like anyone in the battle rap right now is a threat to you as far as your career goes?
Is a threat? Honestly, no. And it's been like that because of where I came from, you know, in regards to hip hop. Like, it's always been a battle for me because of where I'm from, who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always been a battle. Even just doing music been a battle for me. So I get better every time I get up there. I'm really just battling me. You know what I mean? I'm not battling the other dude. I'm trying to beat my last performance out. So if I stick with that, I feel like ain't nobody really a threat because I kind of got one up on everybody as far as bars, in my opinion. But, you know, somebody going to give me a run for my money. You know, I'm just going to stay prepared. So I ain't got to fall on them, you know.
So besides the mid-tiers, who you got on your list as far as the top tiers that you can see in the future this year that you can get matched up with?
Honestly, it got to be somebody that actually still tries, man. I don't want none of them vets to just be like, you know, I got my name out here. I'm just going to spit whatever and do these three rounds and get it over with. Like, I want to fight, you know. So, like, the Chilla Joneses, the Cortez, you know, the people like that still fight. I want them.
I think you and Danger would be a good matchup. What do you think about Danger Zone?
Oh, yeah. He got to get his ass whooped anyway, man. You know, we got an Abbo agenda over here. Shout out to Abbo, AbboLife.com. Y'all need to go hit that up, all the battles, all the gear up there, you know. That's my man's. But I got to avenge my brother, man, you know. You know, I'm waiting on Steve to avenge his brother, man.
That was a bad one.
It is what it is, man. We all take him, you know. But he bounced back, so that's the good part about that, you know. But yeah, like I'm a loyal dude, you know. Ain't nobody gonna ride on the click and not come see me, whether my boy win or lose. So it's like
I respect it.
Yeah, Danger gotta die. I'm waiting on Steams to come avenge his brother Chess. He ain't did that yet, so I don't think he want no problem.
That'll make sense too. I like that matchup right there too. That'll make sense.
Yeah, man, respect to the boy. He different too, man. I see why Chess punch how he do. You know, Steams different too, man. So that definitely be a potential classic right there.
Definitely. So before we went on air, we were having a little debate about the top 50 rap songs of all time. So what would you name as some of, you know, just give us like two or three that you might definitely say get, you know, a nomination for top 50 rap songs of all time?
Okay, let me get intricate with this one, because before I pick, like, I got to say what I'm picking is based off of how much it moved me as a song entirely. It ain't necessarily who spit the hardest bars for three verses or nothing like that, or who got the hottest hook. It's really about, like, what that song means to me. So, like, my top three songs, man, I got to say R.I.P. Fight Dog, Stressed Out, Tribe Called Quest. That's one of my favorite joints. Kendrick Lamar's How Much a Dollar Costs. It's one of my favorite joints. And I got to say, like, I don't know, man. I like to turn up sometimes, man. So I like that Panda right now. I like that designer joint that's out right now, you know?
Yeah, Panda is everywhere right now. I was just debating with Sweezy here. He told me that Jay-Z shouldn't be put on the top 10 at least.
Oh, I said top 5. But no, I only said that because people have a variety of opinions. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion,
right.
Like, unless it's the Big Pimpin' or some shit like that, you're talking about top 5, like, it can arguably not be in the top 10. You know what I'm saying? This is a lot of raw-ass songs if you're talking about classics. So, that's all I'm
right, yeah.
That song, though.
I mean, Jay-Z definitely got some songs that move me, though.
Yeah, No Love in the Heart of the Sea has to be
that's
on there.
That's hard. But we talk about top 5, though. Like,
that's top 10.
That's
potential,
top 50
at least.
For sure. Top 50
that's
for
top
sure.
10 at least.
His Marcy song need to be up there then. That Marcy song need to be up there then. If we talking about Jay-Z, like, the songs that move niggas got to be, like, off his first album, man, like, off Reasonable Doubt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that Hard Not Life. We talking about
that shit was fire, too.
Yeah.
The Hard Not Life could be in the top 10. But the other shit, like, yeah, it can make the top 50, but not the top 5.
Yeah,
top
President.
10. It's too many other
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
These songs to choose from, that's like, he definitely has two in the top 20.
See, because you started with him, that's why you think, you know what I'm saying? So you have to include the artists as well. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's so many songs out there, though, man.
Yeah, it's a whole. We talking about classic. Like, he can't be all three Jay-Z songs in the top 10. Like, it can't be. It's too many.
At least the top
you got Scarface, you got Too Short. Like, come on, man.
Right,
right. Come on, man. It's classics out here.
Man, yeah, Ghetto Boys.
You got it all. Still got the top 10 songs for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to get down. We write some songs down. We going to go to this quick. But we going to write some songs down and we going to see if y'all with it. Make sure everybody in line. We going to come back in about 10 minutes.
Say, Mike, go ahead and drop your info. Everybody know how they can get in contact with you.
All right, salute to y'all, man. It's St. Mike. Y'all can find me on social media anywhere at The Real St. Mike. Spell it out, S-A-I-N-T-M-I-C. Hit me up on SoundCloud, St. Mike Music. I'm everywhere, man. You know, definitely check me out on urltv.tv, abolife.com. Salute to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
No problem.
Break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hoes. What's up, y'all? So fed up cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young spitting at me, young rappers kicking at me. My big predicted this exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause tape when you getting money like athletes. Young as ice grilling me. Oh, you not feeling me? Fine, it cost you nothing. Pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin. Ain't got time for frontin'. Sensitive felt, y'all all need hugs. Damn, little mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do. Hopefully, they're Menards before I reach my garage. I don't want much, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drawers. Bird ass, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waiting in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? Got something to say. What's all the fussing for? Because I'm grubbing more and I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't want to have to kill sound ball. Don't want to have to cock back the 4 pound ball. Look, scrap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cats, cause I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take this, and I did. Handle my biz. I scramble like Randall with his. Cut in hand, but the only thing running is numbers, fam. Jigga held you down 6 summers. Damn, where's the love? Wake up to more bullshit. You knew me before records. You never disrespected me. Now that I'm successful, you pull it. I'll step on your porch. Step to your boss. Let's end the speculation. I'm talking to all of y'all. Male shouldn't be jealous. That's a female trait. What you mad cause you pushed down the heat cell weight? Y'all don't know my expenses. I gotta buy a bigger plate and more baggies. Why you all aggy? To respect the game. That should be it. What you eat don't make me. With the love.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. is now music.
Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me.
Welcome to hell with some razor, cause that's that shit I'm on. Cause my shit straight fire, and your shit just stepped on that way. There's no diss with them fake flows like press songs, man. Keep it moving that high cap, cause what I do is the best, homie.
I speak for real, that's cold steel. My metaphors, they go crazy. See, niggas mad, ain't this a jack. See, my bumper getting a little lazy. So cool with the flow that I get, nigga, chill. Nigga, sense your ass and just pay me. And I'm blazing, so hot that the cess will lose me daily. I'm not a rich ass nigga, no bitch ass nigga. Just a nigga on the rise till I get there. Nigga, gotta hunt till I grind till I get there, nigga. Straight to the top, yeah, I'm with that killer. Niggas talking about they stay flexing, man. Always selling that hard. So my little cuz ain't about the prize.
Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me.
Come get this money with me, all my niggas gon' eat and we playin' for keeps. Better look both ways, don't play in them streets, these niggas be thinking it's sweet. It's VIP, certified D, flip packs on the Mac, hell straps in the lack, long nights in the trap, on go for the racks, I don't know how to cap. Any more questions addressing the niggas who know what they talking about? If they ain't get paper with me, I don't know what the fuck is you talking about. Now we get hit up for shows, we show up, you know that we showin' out. If we can't get money this way, then my nigga, we going another
round. It's all bad in the city, full of these hating niggas that ain't bout shit. They talk down on the real niggas, so be careful who you rock with.
And I'm still here cause my grind's strong. The fake shit never lasts long. Trying to count it up in different time zones and then ball out until the cash gone, and that's real.
Come get this money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga, come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me.
Pay attention, you might learn something, nigga. Scared paper never earned nothing. I done paid attention to my big cousin. Boy, that nigga know how to get to the money. On the south and the east and the west side, they don't do nothing but just grind. Stay papered up like a smoke shop. Tully on deck, money on their mind. And I don't do nothing for free. I'd be damned if I do it for cheap. I used to be starving like Marvin. Now all I wanna do is eat. You got a phone full of kicking friends, I got a phone full of business partners. You be tryna go in and get the bottom. Small talking ain't gon' hit for shit. For this big money I'm finna get. You niggas hustling so hypocrite. You talking but you never living it. Phone jumping like Jack. In the studio, that's the trap. I woke up this morning like fuck all of that, man. I'm tryna get right to the sack. What they know about that?
Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me, nigga. Come get this money with me. Come get this money with me.
That's right, album number 10,
short dogs in the house. It's getting close to the end, y'all, but we gon' kick it like this on the last album. Now let me holler at your partner, spit this game, bend your ear for a minute. Quit complaining about how you can't spin it, cause you ain't got it. You got what it takes, but not enough to get started. I hope you get the message, no it's not a test, it's just me riding the jet. They can't arrest me or bust me, I'm still hungry, I want some more stuff. Get fat and watch my whole crew blow up, so get yours and buy my new album. Keep the game and don't be like Calvin. Get everything you want, get real. Get your mail, get your girl to make bail, and get your ass out of jail. You should be getting it. Everything you want, everything you dreamed of. Never have to front. You should be getting it. Getting money. I'm talking about you, Black. Don't laugh, it ain't funny. You should get a good lawyer, like Johnny Cochran. Swear to tell the truth. Hell no, I didn't pop him. Get your kids in school so they can get an education. Get a degree and take a vacation. You see, I got all my game from the streets of California. Young millionaire with no high school diploma. Living real good, taking care of my folks. Roll up a fat one for the players to smoke. Short dog in the house. I know you ain't tripping, cause life is too short. You gotta get in where you fit and stop looking for what you never seem to find. It ain't what you think, you gotta read between the lines. Cause life ain't long for a young Black man trying to make money, doing all he can. Selling dope, don't you hope he would go to class? But the boy makes money and he makes it fast. With the 20s on top and the 50s on bottom, a flock of top notches, oh yes we got him. It's been a long time since I first got down, but I still keep making these funky sounds. Get your money, man. Get yours.
Yeah. stepping, so I got to kick the facts. I earn my respect in the street. The ghetto's been good to me. I'm never gonna turn my back. The truth will live, so I got to kick the facts.
Radio. I am Nicole with my host, Backline.
It's Tweezy.
And we're talking the top 50 rap songs of all time.
So we got some responses, right? We got a lot of Scarface. And that's where I was going. You know, you gotta count that Rap-A-Lot shit. You gotta count that UGK shit. You gotta count the MJG shit. Like, what year was y'all just born? I guess that was the more important question. Like, what era is y'all niggas from? Because y'all niggas 80 babies and 90 babies, so y'all probably got different selections than niggas, you know what I'm saying? My selection is going to be more of some down shit, I'm going to go some deep shit, I'm going to go with some punk shit. I'ma go with some rap a lot shit, some swap shit. You know, you had T the A Ball and MJG. You had Scarface and Do or Die. Like, it was a lot of shit. And, I want to really get some of your responses and see how y'all feel about that. But I know the demographics going to play a part in that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to put Thuggish Ruggish Bone on there. All
yeah,
that.
That's a fact. Crossroads, that got to be in the top 10. Like, I don't, how many records them niggas sold?
Man,
they
went
sold,
diamond
right?
At some point.
They sold 10 million fucking records off of one song. Like, they beat the Beatles record on one song. You know what I'm saying? So that's history from Cleveland, but... So if you're talking about classics, I think you got to look at it in a different way. Like I said, you can't just have one artist or, you know, one city. Like, you got to look at it overall. So I would definitely put Crossroads in the top 10. All right,
so what you think about this list? We got this from Ray Simpson on Facebook. His list is, I don't know if he's order or not, but he goes one buddy thing.
Yeah, that's in the top five. That's in the top five. I agree with that.
Number two, Dear Mama.
That's in the top 10.
Number three, Juicy. Oh, I forgot about Juicy.
What's Juicy?
Biggie. Juicy got it up there in the top 25.
That's 10, top 20.
Top 25
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where to put that yet, but it got to be up there at least.
See, he's spreading it out for us. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he giving different, you know, different areas. They credit, so I agree with that.
Number four, If I Rule the World.
Nah,
that's nice.
I agree with that. That's top 10 for sure.
Number five, Stan.
Who is that?
That's Eminem.
Oh, Eminem. I didn't like that
Dear
song.
Stan.
I don't agree with that. I don't like that song. That might be top. That might that's be top 50.
That's a classic
50.
Song, even though
yeah,
you may not
50.
Think that it's, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, a good song.
I'm not an Eminem fan,
It's
though,
a creative so. Song, though, and I can see why he put that in there. Like, that was just a piece of art. Like, the whole way he structured that song is pretty much
art. Is that the Dear Mama song, I Never Really Hurt You? Is that
Dear Stan.
Yeah, is that the same song?
Yeah, Dear Stan.
Okay, well, yeah, that was creative, but, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's a classic, though. I mean, not nothing that we talk about, like,
not top 10, though. This is top 10, this. I don't agree with that. But, okay, let's keep it going.
I see why he put it there.
Let's keep it going.
Number six, It Was a Good Day. I'm guessing that's Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah.
definitely top five. For
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
That's top five.
And then we got number seven, In the Club. That's 50 Cent.
Yeah, that's probably top 20.
Number eight, Gin and Juice.
Definitely top
20. Oh, I forgot. Number nine, First of the Month. I forgot about First
oh,
of the
yeah,
Month.
Oh, yeah, that's top five.
You gotta
for sure.
put them up
that's
there.
That's top five for sure.
Boom, got classic.
Well, that's
because
we're from Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? But that's
no, that's worldwide,
top
though.
Yeah,
like,
that's top
First
20
of the Month is
worldwide. Yeah,
worldwide.
That's top 20 worldwide for sure.
And then number 10, Hard Knock Jay-Z.
I could agree with that. That's probably top 10 somewhere. I could agree with that.
Right. So
he had a good list. Who was that?
That's Mason on Facebook.
Shout out to him. That was a good list. I respect your list, man. You weren't, it don't seem like nothing like that. You included all of the great artists, you know, with the good songs. I would have threw some A Ball and MJG. I don't really know.
Yeah, he got the rest of his. He not finished. He got some more.
Okay, well.
This is 11. Mind Playing Tricks.
That should have been top 10.
This is
that's
next.
A fact.
This is 11 through 20. And you got 20 walks. That's Kanye.
Well, let me get some paper. Do my top 10 on the next segment. But yeah.
13 Crossroads.
Like
14 Regulate. I don't know. Regulate might have had been up
that
there.
That had
my
to be top
10. 10
yeah, for sure.
Top
that's 10. Top 10 for sure.
15 Rough Rider. I don't remember how that goes.
That was cool. I put that in
what's
top 25.
What's Rough Rider?
That's how Rough Riders roll.
Yeah.
That one.
Nah.
Top 25. I'll put that
nah,
in top 25.
That might be like 49.
It was hot. It was hot back then. But, you know, like I said, if you were an 80s baby or a 90s baby, your taste, pause, your taste on the music is going to be different. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. So we got number 16, Big Papa.
That was nice. That's,
mm-hmm.
That got to be like top 10, top 15.
17, Never Seen a Man Cry.
That's
18, Still Not a Player. Is that Fat Joe or Big Pun?
I don't know who that is.
Big Pun, I think.
I
I'm not a player, I just crush you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a radio song too. Like it's a lot of radio songs. That could be top 20 though.
I don't know about
that
classic,
top 20.
Yeah,
but that could be top 50 for sure.
19, he has Over or Ether. Take Over or Ether. I'm gonna go with Take Over.
Ether top 20 for sure.
I'm gonna go with Take Over before Ether.
We'll disagree on that. What
and 20 is California Love.
That's the only Tupac song he had in the top 20. Well, he had the other one. Right. Okay. Well, I think, like, that's crazy. Let me, I got to write my shit down because my Tupac song would be different. You know what I'm saying? I would have rated Dear Mama higher and Brenda. Like, I think that's like top 20. Like, y'all niggas, I'm an 80s baby. You know what I'm saying? So Brenda's got a baby, a classic. We talking about classic. Like, y'all niggas talking about radio songs for real. I don't know what y'all judging it on, you know what I'm saying, but
see, my classics
really
are way different.
I really want to talk to some callers because my classics is different than
I'm going
to
call in to this year, but my classics are way different than you
Brenda's
guys.
Brenda's got to be top.
See, my classics
top 20 at least, like, it got to be.
Maybe
like,
cause that's because I'm a little bit younger, but I'm old, so that's why I don't even understand, like,
yeah, like
my classics are different. Like,
I don't know, we
got to
get
not,
niggas like Fines on the line, we got to get some real rappers on the line,
no,
man, cause niggas
this
sleep.
Is, this no order, this got to be in my about it, Master P.
That's definitely in the top 20 for sure.
For sure,
they
for sleeping. Sure.
They ain't say
like,
no limit. They ain't say no 8-Ball MJG, no UGK. They ain't say nothing
you know,
that. Like,
sure
come on, niggas.
No
Too Short. Come on, man.
Like, it's a lot.
It's a lot of shit. That's why I said you
then
really
you gotta throw the ladies in there.
Like
you can't just be, yeah, not throw the ladies in there.
Yeah, X definitely had the top 20 classic.
No, me and X and I had no top 20 classics.
And Boss had a top 25.
Before Lil' Kim, she did not.
Boss had a top 50 classic.
You gotta put No Time 50. On there by Lil' Kim. So she's definitely, that's like top 25.
See, that's debatable. We're gonna have to do a whole show about that.
No, because y'all biased against girls.
No, I'm definitely not. Like I can include them because.
And that's just because that was her radio hit.
It's the era I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas probably wouldn't count them because they not as old as me. But like I said,
Daddy,
yeah,
what?
They that era, so
I got
a lot of niggas probably wouldn't put them in their classic songs. But I think we need to take that to the internet and
see
what people
think. Let's see who this is. Caller 848. Who is this?
This is YP.
YP, what's up? We just read your list off.
Because I didn't really get into down south till I hit my teens, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when
okay,
I got to
okay.
high school, that's when I started to get into like Memphis and Houston and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't really have an impact on me that like a Pac or a Big or a Jay or a Nas had on me growing up, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
and I could have made a whole list of all Tupac songs.
Me and Nina was just talking about it off air, like, I probably only put like one or two Jay-Z songs like the top 10. You know, it's a lot. Like, when I think classics, I'm thinking about songs that you can play at weddings
right.
and family reunions. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit that's going to last.
Right.
Like,
see, and that's, if anybody that know me, everybody know me know I'm a big Jay-Z fan, but he don't have like real big records that stand out as classics over the course of time. I mean, he got like classic albums.
What song do you have from Jay-Z that you like?
The only song from Jay-Z I think that made like an impact to the point where you hear it and everybody like, yeah, that's shit hot. That's Hard Knock Life. That's the only song he really made that really had that. That had that feel. Like, he got a lot of great album cuts that I personally, and I'm gonna throw them, and I throw them in the car, I throw them in the on my computer or whatever. I'm gonna ride to it, you know, and let it flow. But that's the only real impact record he's ever really made.
Yeah,
that
that's
like,
classic. I can agree with that.
No,
that's
yeah.
Big Pimpin' too.
Yeah, Big Pimpin' got it.
Big Pimpin'
that might be a, that might that's a close
that
second. That's a close second. But honestly, Big Pimpin' don't become hot if he don't got UGK on it. You know,
yeah,
I
right.
think that's,
you, gotta get
you know,
on that. You know what I'm saying? That was their song.
So here's another list.
Right.
I'm sorry, YP, while you're online, we're going to see what you think about this list. This is from B, from Co-Defendant. His list is not in any order. Mobb Deep, Quiet Storm.
Okay.
Beanie Sigel and Jay-Z, once again, is on.
That was hard.
Nas,
yeah.
Small
okay.
World. Eminem,
okay.
Sing for a Moment. Outkast, Elevator. Tupac, Against All Odds, and Biggie, My Downfall. I haven't heard.
See, that's what I'm about to say. That's like a list that was, you, because that's not what the question was. You asked top 50 songs of all time, and the list that you just read was all dope records. That's not like a personal. Hey, this is my personal top whatever records. If we was gonna go there, I would have had a completely different list. But you talk about top songs of all
heard
time.
Like 3 out of 7 of those songs. But why
I know.
We're gonna go to the quick interview and we're gonna continue with the top 50. YP, if you got something to do, you can hang up. Not stay online. We'll chime back in after this interview.
No, I'll call back in.
No problem. Thank you. Caller 845.
Yo.
Oh, that was my bad. Sorry. Oh, no, they hung up. Oh, well, we're going to go to a quick little song break. And we're going to see if that was Miranda right, because I think it was. We'll see this is first.
I came in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto, I know the same. We trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'm going to put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off a lot. Imagine when I pull it off the lot. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yeah. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip the chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. You love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 house. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Stripping you the chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. Pull a light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Lookin' for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my 9 right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Came in a gang getting money. I fuck with all the bitches getting money. But you love playing games with the corny shit. Messing with a nigga, only bought it cause I want it. And you love to see a nigga at the bottom. You try to come up, you don't keep it on the low. Feel like a drug, don't like you to call him low. I'm trying to break that booty down like 36 hours. I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy, shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't say this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my 9 right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Yeah. Ho, I'm the man. Yeah. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Yeah. Ho, I'm the man. Yeah. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho,
eyes look at you different.
And we're back to Radio. I'm your host, Nina Nicole, with my host, Antoine. And we have Miranda Rice online. Miranda Rice, what's going on?
Peace. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people who may not know who you are.
Okay. Well, peace. I'm Miranda Rice, and I'm an MC, and basically my mission is to bring awareness, peace, love, and light, and spread the hip-hop culture.
I like that.
Definitely. So we're having this topic of discussion today, which I'm glad we have you as a guest today, because it's basically top 50 rap songs of all time.
Classics.
Classics only, like all time. So if you could give us just maybe two or three off the top of your head that you think should be nominations for that list.
Oh, that's hard. It can go so many different ways. I'm going to say one of them, I'm definitely going to say Eric B. and Rakim, Follow the Leader.
We were just talking about that.
You guys are killing me. Top three, that can go from like so many different ways.
Yeah,
no, for sure. But, I love Eminem, too, so I would like to say when it comes to him, I really love Toy Soldiers. I love
Wu-Tang.
Would you
put that top 5 or top 10?
Top 10.
Okay.
I would agree with that. He's an Eminem hater, but I think Eminem gave it to
you. Yeah, I don't really listen to Eminem. So I wouldn't say top
really?
10 all the time, but I can respect your opinion, though. I can respect
Eminem's
that.
Creativity puts him at least top 15. Right? Even though if you might not dig with the music per se, but his creativity puts him in at least top 15. Like, he's creative.
Me personally, I've always respected him as an artist just because I like, when it comes to artistry, I like people who aren't afraid to express themselves. Now, granted, I feel like everybody else has their own personal opinion of what they like, but just in general, I think that's what makes any classic artist so great is when they're just, you know, they're not scared for the freedom of expression.
Yeah. Eminem has those songs that only he can make.
You
can't give an Eminem song to Jay-Z and it
won't
work. Like, it won't work.
So you did, like, three songs. So what's your last two?
You know, I'm going to say with everything going on, definitely Tribe Called Quest, Check the Rhyme. That's a classic.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
So how
type.
Old are you? You're probably like 40 years old then. How old are you?
No, I'm 21.
You say you're 21.
I'm 21, but I have an old school heart.
He is 21. Don't play Don Twy any attention.
I have a great respect for
the pioneers and, you know, the roots of the culture. I grew up in a household that had a great appreciation for hip hop. So I've been listening to hip hop since I was little. So I know all the old school stuff and I appreciate it.
That's
dope. That's
what I'm saying. You ain't say no Lil' Kim or no Foxy. Like, I can respect that. I respect your point of view and your opinion.
Thank you.
Well, I like Lil' Kim.
Don't judge
me.
I'm just saying, she didn't. So.
Don't judge me. You just tried to throw shots at me, Miranda.
All her artists are righteous artists.
So, Miranda, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what type of, you know, projects are you working on right now? And let us know where we can find it.
Okay, well, right now I'm actually working on tons of new music that I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to whenever I can actually release it, but I've been doing a lot of work with Herb Middleton, so I'm really looking forward to the release of that. All my current stuff you can check out. You can go to my website, www.misswrites.com. I post all of my information on my fan page. That's LPD Entertainment on Facebook. Miranda Writes. I also have a mixtape called Beauty, Brains, and Bars that's available on DatPiff for free. So I have a lot of music out, but I also have a lot of unreleased music that I've been working on that nobody's heard yet, which I'm pretty excited about.
Now, I'm assuming since your name is Miranda Writes, can you read us? You're Miranda Writes. Do you know that?
You have the right to remain silent.
Thank you. Okay.
You can pick you up some bars.
Right, 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 right. I like.
So, I was reading over your little bio, and it stated that you were the first female MC to cross over into the snowboard market. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I love snowboarding. That's, besides music, that's definitely one of my favorite things to do. And, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm the first female MC to cross over into that snowboarding market. So what I've been doing is I've been infusing hip-hop into that whole snowboarding vibe because I think a lot of people don't, like, realize, but even when you get into, like, the extreme, like, sports, all of that stuff, all those athletes, they always have their headphones on, you know? So
where
I like to...
Where can we go snowboarding at?
She's from New York. You're from New York, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from New York, but there's a lot of places upstate, like Hunter Mountain. I've been to Vermont a bunch of times. There's mountains all over the place. But, yeah, so I like to get around and explore.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I think I'm probably a little too thick. I don't know if I can keep my balance with that.
It's fun.
Like that, you know? I'm adventurous, you know.
I guess you would have to have a good balance to go snowboarding.
Of course, you know. But I mean, it's not shit like that in Ohio. Like around here, it's a lot of cabins and stuff like that you can do in the woods. But
I'd be scared. I don't want to go too fast to where I can't stop because I'm gonna fall.
It's a different. You don't really get to fully appreciate it until you actually go. It's just one of those things that, like, you have to try at least once.
Okay. So, as far as your music goes, where would you classify yourself in the hip-hop genre?
I would actually like to say that I'm a balance when it comes to my music. I like to bring a message, and I like to bring the positivity, but I also don't get too political and too radical, and then on the flip side, I'm not what you're going to hear in mainstream radio right now. So that's why I like to say that I'm a balance, because I just believe in making good music, and I feel like that's what hip-hop is. Like, hip-hop came from a place of spreading a message, you know, and using that voice. So that's what my music is. It's just a way to relate to the people, you know?
I like that.
I'm definitely rocking with that. So before I let you go, we have this song called Knowledge of Self, the remix. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came about.
Knowledge of Self, that came from a place of I was just inspired at the time of everything that was going in the world. That song is still relevant because all of the stuff that I'm talking about in that song is still going on. If anything, I feel like some of those issues actually came out more. So it was just a way of coming from a place of expression of you have to have, like, self-love and knowledge and in order to make a difference.
Okay, that's dope, man. That's dope. So go ahead and shout out your Twitter, Facebook right quick, and then we're going to go ahead and go into that song.
Okay, Miranda Writes, Twitter at Miranda Writes MC, Instagram Miranda _ Writes.
All right, thank you for calling in, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you. Fishburne up and re-up on the Petra. Shit, by the time you get it, it's a retro. Shit, used to have a job outside of Citgo. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be pew, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the womb, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. Two black holes, white one in the middle. I'm getting to the S with two lines in the middle. Got a bank roll that'll make a whip. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. Told a bitch you motherfucking right.
And we're back, DCP Radio. I'm your host, Nina Nicole, with my host, Don Swan.
It's Tweezy.
Tweezy said 2 Chainz couldn't get on the top 50.
No. I need some real niggas online. 2 Chainz cannot get in the top 50. That nigga just got popular when he was 40. Fuck is y'all talking about?
I think that he has at least one song that could be number 50.
That could be true. But
that
I'm
could
saying,
be number 50. That's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, I say that.
He
I
has at least
that.
One song. We go into our crate. You know what I'm saying? That birthday girl, whatever the fuck that shit
that
was.
That nigga wasn't even making songs when niggas had records. That's what I'm saying. Like, he probably got a classic. Like
he
I
could
said,
be 51.
Devil Bad Boy with Lil Wayne, that'd be like in the 40s. You feel what I'm saying? But it ain't 1-2 Chainz by itself that you put the top 50. If y'all
nobody
disagree
said any
me,
Lil Wayne songs tonight.
No,
Lil
I
Wayne
said, yeah, no. Nobody said Lil Wayne, but the Double Bag Boy probably could be like in the 40s.
No, I'm just saying, like, nobody mentioned Lil
nobody
Wayne.
Mentioned
Lil Wayne doesn't
Wayne.
Have classics?
No, I don't think so. Like, why would you mention him?
I'm trying to think, like, come on, Lil Wayne at least has one classic. That's 6 foot, 7 foot.
I mean, that lets you know right there, nobody ever said nothing about him.
6 foot, 7 foot. I mean, he could at least be number 40.
The fireman was probably like number 79 or something. You know? But other than that, like, he ain't had no real classics. Like,
Lollipop?
It
wasn't
mean,
like a
mean,
no. I'm just saying, like, but he had
good songs with features. You know
but
what
I'm saying?
Saying
that song went
all
like
good songs
platinum. So I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like, it wouldn't be my choice, but I'm saying it definitely went platinum. Like Lil Wayne had some hits.
Well, that's for debate. You know, we want y'all input. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got any input or y'all want to change the list, make sure y'all hit us up on Facebook.
You caught me off guard. I thought we were going to something else.
Make sure y'all hit us up on Facebook. I'm trying to get rid of alley-oop.
You caught me off guard with the alley-oop. I was thinking about something totally different. But anyway. So yeah, make sure you hit us up on Facebook. PCP Radio with Nina Coleman's online. And shout out to the bitch that reported our page, though. Yeah, we'll get to that later. But somebody reported the PCP Radio page, though. Like, well, we don't even post on there anyway.
You know what? We just going to continue to grow. You know what I'm saying?
Like, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at PinkCocaineNina. Make sure you check out PinkCocaineBoutique.com.
And make sure you come down to VIP Customs, 866 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. And you can call us at 516-512-1VIP. Make sure you call us for a quote. We got all the deals. We got a fast turnaround time. Come get with us for your custom apparel.
And catch me on P7M Radio, Baltimore, Maryland, this Wednesday at 9 p.m. We'll be doing a great little interview with those guys. You know, I'll be talking VIP customs. I'll be talking, you know, what's hot with Cheddar going on right now. And, of course, I'll be talking the Boss Chick Battle League battle. With
Ann
Cheddar,
the best bitch in Cleveland. I said that. Write that down.
Yes, she is.
She's the best bitch in Cleveland. Write that down. And it's on tape.
I think everybody already knows that, but you know.
I hope they do.
But, you know, people like to play crazy, and it's cool. We coming. So shouts out to Chetta and Lady Meatrix. They doing a thing right now. Make sure y'all tune in Wednesday. All of that stuff is on my page. And that's how, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we out, man. We out.